I am Louis A. Brandon III. I work at the Beloved Community Center, and I am the coordinator of grassroots history. We always began all of our demonstrations, gatherings, with music, and the core singer was always lead the audience or the group into the songs. In 62, core began its Freedom Highways, challenging Howard Johnson's and Shoney's restaurants along the Eastern Seaboard. We had thought hard about what it was that we needed to do to break the city because the mayor refused to meet with us. One night on June 5th, we began to sing and clap going downtown. This loud music reverberating off of the buildings as we walked down down East Market Street. And we sat in front of the police station, and thousands of people that night out singing, and the chanting was the thing that brought the mayor and the city fathers to the table.
That kind of communal singing and congregational singing is the culture of the freedom songs in the civil rights movement.
Dr. Bernice Johnson Regan is a historian of music from the civil rights movement. She's also founder of the Grammy Award-winning ensemble Sweet Honey in the Rock, an African-American female a cappella group specializing in social justice songs.
The song that was sung the most was "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." It was not a we song. It was an I song. You cannot get we in a march. You can only get people who individually decide they're going to participate.
It's the light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, it's the light of mine.
So it's the individual commitment to participate in what was an action that might get you arrested. And in most cases, none of us had ever been arrested before in our lives.
I'm on my way.
On my way.
Road to Cadillac.
Growing up in the South, we learned spirituals from slavery. And then we learned church songs. And grandparents were singing those songs. I'm on my way to Canaan land. That became I'm on my way to freedom land.
To freedom land.
So you have to know your spirituals. Taking the repertoire that is known by the largest number of your community and changing words. But it's not like you wrote a freedom song, because the next day somebody else will start that song. They will use the words you use, but then they'll take another verse and they'll add theirs in. It is a creative effort, and it belongs to all of the people who are in the movement.
I don't feel no ways tired. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
My name's Joyce Johnson, and music has sustained me during my many years of social and economic justice struggle. The music soothed and emboldened me all at the same time. It connected me with others. I was a teenager, probably about a 15 or 16-year-old, in Richmond, Virginia. And we were struggling for open accommodations, public restaurants, and the right to go and shop in Tallheimer's and Millen Rose. And some people had been arrested, so we would say, "Virginia jails are chilly and cold. Chill my body, but not my soul. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on."
We absolutely use songs as a weapon. We absolutely use it to hold us in a place where people didn't want us to be.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.